debut of our New York Yankees roll call at the big ballpark in the Bronx, courtesy of our friend Sabatine, Jen Sabatine Francis. Yes, indeed. Chris, her husband, Kyle at St. John's in New York, worked with Sabatine. Her and Chris got married back in the early 2000s. I was broadcasting in Wilmington in the Carolina League, Wilmington, Delaware, and Sabatine was part of the front office, a friend, and put that video together. So what we're trying to do with our openings, I had the first two. I still have not put Edwin Diaz in the entrance at Citi Field. I'm waiting for Edwin to pick up a save for the Mets. But I've got my Billy Joel Citi Field. That's one of our intros to our Lennox on Baseball live stream podcast. Glad you're with us as we recap day number 32 of the Major League Baseball season. That's baseball. Sugar's Random Thoughts coming up as well. As always, a reminder, give us a follow, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Lennox on Baseball. And we're also with the audio version of this each and every day as we post and go live, and then we post it on Spotify. And we've got the Lennox on Baseball Facebook page as well. But Jen Sabatine putting that out there, Jen Sabatine Francis, I should say, putting that out there for us, getting that video to us earlier this week. The Yankee roll call, getting Judge, Verdugo, Soto in there. And thanks to Jen and her family. If you're at a major league ballpark, if you're at a minor league ballpark, if you've got a great moment from a little league game, send it my way. That becomes part of our intro as we go forward. Dave Wills gave us Sweet Caroline and the seventh inning stretch from Fenway Park. That's now in our mix as well. So as I continue to build this, had that idea, Dave's come through, Jen's come through for us. Throw us a little video. I might clip it down to about 30 seconds. If you want to do that yourself, you can do that as well. But something I'm putting together here and love it. And we got the New York Yankees roll call. That is something that just has a tremendous history to it. In fact, I might try to track down the person or the people that were involved in originally starting that at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Let's get into it. Before we get into our recap of day number 32 of the Major League Baseball regular season, we start our segment with That's Baseball. So recapping day 31, went a little different. Not necessarily a commentary to get us going, but opened up a pack of baseball cards. The first card in the top of that pack, Topps 2023, Adley Rutschman of the Orioles. Rutschman home run on Saturday. Rutschman holding home run again on Sunday as well. We'll get into that A's-Orioles series finale recap from Camden Yards in just a moment. But I kept the pack down. 16 cards total, 15 to go. Unveiling number two. I kept the pack down. So right now I can only see the stats of the card of what the last player that will unveil. So unveiling right now, day number two. I've got some different things going here today. How about that? How about that? Honestly, take my word for it, had no idea. How about that, Jen Sabatine? Aaron Judge, card number two. I'm two for two in this pack. Rutschman and Judge, are you kidding me? That's a great start. That's a great start to 2023 Topps baseball card set. Adley Rutschman, card number one. Aaron Judge, card number two. I don't know who I'm getting card number three. It's face down here. As long as nobody knocks it over in the household, it stays face down until we get to our next live stream podcast as well. So that's part of That's Baseball. Something else I did, bringing the props, okay? Something else I did. I want to share this today because I have not talked about it yet, but this is a tremendous creation. Whoever put this app together, gave it to Baseball Reference, had a deal with Baseball Reference, as you know, as we'll say, Immaculate Grid. So this is my Immaculate Grid, and I won't do this every time, but this is my Immaculate Grid because there's a couple here that I thought would be lower in terms of percentages. Cleveland Indians, Boston Red Sox. Throwing out there real quick. You got 3 seconds. Three, two, one. I went with Tony Pena. Rangers, Reds. I can always find a place, it seems like, for the Immaculate Grid. Baseball Reference. Can't see that. I'm not going to do that again. Marlon Byrd. But how about these two? Indians, Guardians. Played for the Indians in Cleveland. Also played for the Oakland A's. Always have to go with Coco. Covelli, Coco, Crisp. He was at 20%. I thought that was kind of high. That's a big number. My overall score was 48, I believe. Here's one that I really thought that would be lower in terms of percentages. 20%. Thank you, Moneyball, the movie. And probably the book, too. Phillies, A's. Went with Jeremy Giambi, and I really thought it would be below 5%. Was 20%. But the one I'm most proud of, Tony Perez, Phillies, Reds. I was going to go Pete Rose and went Tony Perez. I was trying to go for the lower percentage. Tony Perez was at 4%. I thought that would actually be higher. But the one I really like, 0.4%, Texas Rangers, Boston Red Sox, Larry Parrish. I pat myself on the back for that one. But tip of the cap to Baseball Reference, always making us smarter on a daily basis, and to the folks who created the Immaculate Grid app. I don't try college basketball. I don't try the NBA. I don't try the other ones. I stick with baseball. But the Immaculate Grid, helping us stay engaged, especially old guys like me, I'll admit it now, helping us stay engaged in the game and just keep the conversation going about old players, new players. Folks, for me, that's baseball. Let's get into it again. Recap day number 32 of the Major League Baseball season. We could start with the Twins. We probably should start with the Twins. They've now won 7 in a row. Beat the holy heck out of the Angels this weekend in Anaheim. We'll get to the Twins later. Again, they've won 7 in a row. But how about the White Sox? They've now won 3 straight. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I do have a White Sox t-shirt. I'm not putting it on just yet. I don't want to jinx the club. Now they're on a roll. They've won 3 in a row. Complete the series sweep against the Rays in Chicago. Does that series sweep say more about the White Sox? Well, right now, as we approach May 1st, does it say more about the Tampa Bay Rays? Think about it. White Sox walking off in the bottom of the 10th Saturday, put together back-to-back wins for the first time this season, winning the first two games of the series. Sunday, White Sox extending that win streak to 3 in a row. That's simple math. And with it, their first series sweep of the season. Take the finale against the Rays with a 4-2 victory. Danny Mendick broke a 1-1 tie, RBI single for Mendick, that in the fourth inning. Saturday night's hero, Andrew Benintendi, made it 4-1. Benintendi adding on with a 2-run single, that in the eighth inning. Eric Fetty giving up 2 earned runs, struck out 9 over 8 and a third. I hope I have that right. Was terrific. Second win of the season for him. And the Rays have now dropped 6 of 7. First three-game series sweep for the White Sox since early June of last season. A's and Orioles, mentioned them already. A's took the finale on Sunday against the Orioles. A's, 1-run victory in the opener on Friday. Blanked by the Orioles on Saturday. A's, another 1-run victory in the finale Sunday. A's clinching the series 2-1, winning the finale 7-6. 3 home runs for Oakland, 3 home runs for Baltimore. Orioles continue to lead the majors in home runs, 45 now to lead the big leagues. Kyle McCann, 2-run home run in the top of the ninth inning. That's my finger going towards the panic button a little bit with Craig Kimbrell. Also had a blown save in the opener on Friday. But also, one of the things with Kimbrell, did leave the game in the ninth inning. He did not finish out the ninth inning after giving up that home run that gave the A's the lead for good. Could possibly be dealing with an injury. Adley Rutschman mentioned homering again, second straight game. Same for Ryan Mountcastle and Ramon Urias, also homering in the loss for Baltimore. Yankees, Orioles, 4-game series in Baltimore starting Monday night. The A's now go home. Split 4-game series in the Bronx against the Yankees to open up their road trip, taking 2 of 3 in Baltimore against the Orioles, facing two strong AL East teams. Not a bad trip for Oakland. They're now home for 10 in a row. And I've said before, that team might be better served just playing on the road, on the road, on the road. Royals, Tigers. Tigers take the finale against Kansas City. Wincell Perez, first big league home run. Jake Rogers, also home run for the Tigers in their 4-1 victory. Tigers, again, taking 2 of 3. Tarek Skubal, now 4-0. Skubal giving up just 1 run over 7, walked 1, struck out 7 along the way. Jason Foley struck out 2 and working a scoreless ninth inning. Foley, the save, is 9th on the year. Royals have now lost 2 in a row since winning 4 straight. They start a series in Toronto against the Blue Jays on Monday. Shutout and a walk-off Friday. Extra inning Saturday. 2 1-run games in San Francisco. And it was a fun weekend series for the Pirates and the Giants. Sunday, all 3 runs coming in the third. Giants in the end able to hold on for a 3-2 victory. Again, they take 2 of 3 in the series. Tyro Estrada, Mike Yastrzemski, back-to-back home runs in that 3-run third for San Fran. Keaton Wynn, the guy with the splitter, surrendering just 1 run over 6, picking up the win. He's now 3-3 on the season. Camilo Duvall gave up a run but managed to secure the final out in the ninth, leaving 2 runners stranded for his 5th save. And he is just nasty. Fastball 99, 101. Slider that's anywhere from 87 to about 91. That slider gets the plate and it just goes boom and disappears. He's been fun to watch, especially on the highlights. Giants 6-4 on their homestand. Pirates winning just 3 of their last 13 games. Couple of streaks coming to an end in Toronto on Sunday. Blue Jays taking the finale over the Dodgers 3-1. Jays put an end to their 5-game losing streak. Dodgers win streak snapped at 6 in a row. Kevin Gausman picking up the win. First of the season, Gausman gave up a run, gave up a home run, a solo shot to Freddie Freeman during his outing. Walked no one, struck out 5. Alejandro Kirk, 3 for 3. And he delivered his first home run of the season in that win for the Blue Jays. Let's see what they can do with that during the upcoming week. Cubs and Red Sox, Sunday Night Baseball at Fenway. Red Sox taking the finale against the Cubs with Sunday's victory and taking 2 of 3 in the series. Sox walking off in the bottom half of the ninth inning with a 5-4 win. Jaron Duran went first to third on a base hit by Rafi Devers, scored on a bloop to short left field. Dansby Swanson went after it from a shortstop position, had his back to the infield. It fell in. Base hit for Tyler O'Neill. Duran scampers in from third with the winning run. And with that victory in the finale, Red Sox take 2 of 3 in the series. Remember, they put up the big 17 spot on Saturday after losing the opener. Duran again scoring the game-winning run on that blooper off the bat of Tyler O'Neill. Tanner Houck left with a lead, takes a no decision. Strong performance again from Tanner Houck. Gave up just one earned run, worked into the seventh, left with 2 outs in the seventh inning. Houck walking no one, struck out 10 along the way. Left with the lead again, no decision. Nationals and Marlins in Miami. Marlins, 6-run first inning, added on, made it 7-0 with one more in the second. Led 7-0. Nats got things going. 5 runs in the fourth, 4 runs in the fifth, single run in the sixth, 2 more in the eighth inning. Nationals complete the sweep, taking the finale in Miami 12-9. Have a day, Mr. Nick Senzel. 2-run home run in the fourth, 3-run shot in the fifth. That home run giving the Nationals a 9-7 lead. Jacob Young, 3 hits, 3 RBIs in the 9 spot in the batting order. Jazz Chisholm, grand slam in the early stages of that one in the first inning against Patrick Corbin. Marlins have now lost 6 in a row. Skip Schumacher said that's a tough one when it was all over. Nationals 26 runs and taking all 3 in Miami, and they're going to go for the 4-game series sweep on Monday against the Marlins. Bottom of the 11th inning at Citi Field. There's a couple of numbers I'm going to throw out. Cardinals-Mets series finale. Put them out there in just a moment. Harrison Bader tied the game at 2 with a 2-out RBI base hit. Next batter, Mark Vientos. Tip of the cap to Mr. Mark Vientos. Just up from AAA. Stories chronicled. Good spring. Sent down to start the season with AAA Syracuse. Up with Starling Marte going on the bereavement list. Vientos delivering the big blow. Home run just out of the reach of the leaping Mike Ciani at the wall. Vientos with the big home run. Clobber the 2-run shot to end it. Great moment for Vientos. Mets do avoid the series sweep. Looked like they were going to be swept by St. Louis. 4-2 the final in 11 as they beat the Cardinals in the finale. Here's the number, all right, because this game could have been won earlier. The Mets, that base hit by Bader with a runner in scoring position to tie it up in the 11th inning, their only base hit. 1 for 16 with runners in scoring position. The Cardinals weren't much better, just 1 for 12. Situational hitting? We hear about hitters now all the time, elevating the ball. In extra innings, you get that runner to third, less than 2 outs. How many times? I think it was the Mets in the 10th inning, they hit into a double play. Get the ball in the air to the outfield, score that run, go home, or at least take the lead in the top of the inning. Situational hitting just ain't what it used to be, right? Carlos Mendoza, here's one more from this game, because this was on social media. There was an outcry over it, but we just acknowledge it and go, whoa, what's he doing? Manager's going to the mound. He's going to take the baseball. Wasn't the case. Mendoza went out there, had a discussion, rare these days, had a discussion with a starting pitcher, Jose Quintana, kept Quintana in. Quintana got the strikeout. The faith that his manager had in him, he took advantage of it. Quintana got the final out. Ends up with a no decision, but the Mets do end up with the victory in the finale of that one. So a couple of interesting tidbits from the box score and watching that one as well. Guardians and Braves win 11 on Saturday. Sunday in the finale, Braves prevail in 11 by a score of 4-3. Austin Riley, game-winning base hit off Emmanuel Clase. Braves take 2 out of 3 in what, again, was a fun series. Pirates, Giants, that was a fun series in the Bay Area. Guardians, Braves in the ATL, that was a fun series as well. Again, Braves take 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. Braves have now won 5 of 6, 11-2 over their last 13. Wyatt Langford, I told you earlier in the week, I'm not trying to say I'm clairvoyant, I'm not bragging right now, but I told you, Wyatt Langford's first big league home run was coming, right? Well, it came on Sunday. I just didn't know. Most of us probably wouldn't have predicted this. Wyatt Langford came to the plate, runner on, inside the park home run for his first big league home run. Langford said afterwards, it's super cool. And I'll definitely remember it forever. Yeah, he will. Langford home run, Adolis Garcia home run, two-run shot in the first inning. And later in that inning, it was Langford coming through. First big league home run, racing around, hitting all bags and home plate with the inside the park home run. Rangers take 2 of 3 in the series from the Reds. Dane Dunning, 10 strikeouts over 5 1/3. Picked up the win, his third on the season. Pretty good weekend for a bunch of former Florida Gators, including Langford and Dunning. Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, top of the lineup for Texas. Little rough. Rangers take the finale from the Reds on Sunday, but Semien and Seager, top two hitters in the lineup for the Rangers. 0 for 8, 5 strikeouts. Mariners had an opportunity for a series sweep against the Diamondbacks in Seattle on Sunday. Did not come through. Diamondbacks find the win column. It's been a while. 3-2 victory for the Diamondbacks over the Mariners on Sunday. Arizona running the seventh, running the eighth inning on an RBI double off the bat of Ketel Marte. That put Arizona in front. Brendan Pfaadt struck out 11 over 6. Pfaadt, no decision. Christian Walker also homering for the Diamondbacks. Phillies complete their three-game series sweep in San Diego against the Padres, win the finale 8-6. Phillies brought the bat to this series. Taijuan Walker, first start of the season. How about this line? 6 earned runs allowed, 6 1/3. And Walker, wait for it, he got the W. Taijuan Walker got the win in his first start of the year for the Phillies. And find Walker's behind-the-back grab in the highlights. Through the ball came back at him, reached behind his back, made the catch, and it was impressive. Bryson Stott, impressive. 2 home runs, knocked in 4. JT Realmuto, 2 hits, including a home run. He had 3 RBIs for the Phillies. Phillies, 9 home runs in their 3-game series sweep against the Padres. And now, Phillies, 9 games over 500 for the first time this season. Milwaukee, rumor has it, they drove the bus to the airport for the Yankees. All the buses that went to the airport to get the Yankees out of town. Yankees, 15 runs, 19 hits on Saturday. Position player on the mound late in the game for Milwaukee. The same for the Yankees in that one as well. Sunday, Yankees, 18 hits, 15 more runs, and a 15-5 rout. Yankees lost the opener on Friday to Milwaukee, came back and won Saturday, and they win the finale as well. The game was tied at 4 through the first 5 innings. Yankees, 7-run, 6th inning to break it open. Hits up and down the lineup. Aaron Judge, first inning home run, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. He's coming around. He was our baseball card today. In our Topps reveal from 2023, Anthony Volpe, happy birthday, turning 23 on Sunday. Volpe celebrating with 2 hits, including a 3-run home run. And Anthony Rizzo, 4 for 4, homered in his second straight game. His shot in the 8th inning, his 300th. His 300th career home run, tip of the cap to Anthony Rizzo. Brewers, position player on the mound for the second straight game. Jake Bowers didn't give up a run, was lobbing him in there. Gave up a hit, walked 2, and again, did not allow a run in his outing. Twins, 32 runs, 45 hits, won all 3 over the weekend in Anaheim against the Angels. Twins on Sunday, 11 runs, 17 hits, win 11-5. Extend that win streak, as I mentioned earlier, to 7 in a row. Jeffers, Miranda, Vasquez, and Castillo, all with 3 hits apiece. Twins, at least 5 runs in each of their 7 straight victories. MLB World Tour Mexico City Series. Yordan Alvarez, 2 home runs Saturday and helping the Astros on Saturday snap a 5-game losing streak. Sunday, back-to-back wins now for the Astros as they knock off the Rockies 8-2. Astros, 3 more home runs on Sunday in that high elevation, and they win 2 in a row in Mexico City. Kyle Tucker, 7th home run of the season in the first inning. Jose Altuve, a solo shot. His 7th on the year. That came in the 3rd, and Jeremy Pena also added a solo shot as well for Houston in the 4th inning. That is a recap of day number 32 of the Major League Baseball regular seasons. 5 different teams completing series sweeps. Yankees, Twins brought the bats. So did the Phillies over the weekend. And again, one of the big series for the upcoming week, Yankees, Orioles in Baltimore starting on Monday. Sugar's Random Thoughts, once again brought to you by the Yellow Rose of Talbot Bed and Breakfast and beautiful Eastern Maryland. If you are considering the scenic Maryland Eastern Shore for a visit and a stay this spring, summer, or fall, consider staying at the Yellow Rose of Talbot Bed and Breakfast in Eastern Maryland, right there on the Maryland Eastern Shore. Plenty to do right there in Easton and throughout the area as well. You can go 20 miles in any direction in the spring and fall and get there in about 25 minutes. Summertime's going to take a little bit longer, but there is plenty to do down there on the Maryland Eastern Shore. Again, consider a stay at the Yellow Rose of Talbot B&B. Tell my sister Tammy, tell my brother-in-law Kenneth that I sent you their way. Kudos to baseball for announcing that there are going to be changes done to the current uniforms that big league players wear. Some are okay with them, some have complaints. Okay, so the changes are coming. But with the release on Sunday, Jeff Passan's article on ESPN.com, a lot of finger pointing. It's not baseball's fault. It's not. It's not. According to them, it's not. Somebody else's fault. The swoosh, okay? Somebody else's fault. Changes could be complete by the start of the 2025 season. We'll see how things are implemented over the course of this season. I say the teams with winning records right now, the best teams in baseball, they should be taken care of first. Maybe we can do it that way. What do you think? Here's one for you. Started doing this, and I'm liking it a lot. When was the last time you heard the name Greg Vaughn, the slugger? Greg Vaughn. When was the last time you heard that name? Greg Vaughn, 15 years in the big leagues, Brewers, Padres, Rays, Rockies, and Reds. Member of the National League All-Star team four times during his career, fourth in the NL MVP voting in 1998 with the Padres, and again in 1999, finished fourth, back-to-back years in the voting with the Cincinnati Reds in 99. Vaughn, 355 career home runs, 50 home runs, 119 runs batted in 1998 with the Padres. And again, thank you to Baseball Reference for the numbers and the knowledge. Again, always appreciate the support, retweets on the X, formerly known as Twitter. Follow us on our X account at Lennox on Baseball. Also, subscribe to our YouTube baseball channel. We're looking at setting up a couple of interviews Tuesday, Thursday for the upcoming week. We'll have more on those as we lock them in. Leave you with one more final random thought. Terry Francona, Hall of Fame manager? Yes. Terry Francona was the right man to lead the Red Sox to the World Series and the World Series title in 2004. Think about that. Thanks, everybody.